Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Tuesday, May 11th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Myanmar, where Christians are under siege between Buddhists and army attacks. The government is opposed to the spread of Christianity and is trying to suppress church growth. Evangelical Baptist Missions David Haig says it gets intense, but they've just formalized an alliance to train the existing church.
Our missionaries had a lot more freedom to the hospitals, to children's homes there, to the schools. Lots of families were coming to our distribution places there, seeking for humanitarian help and for spiritual help.
Next, for just the third time in the ministry's history, Send International has a new general director. 42-year-old Warren Jansen will be taking over for Frank Severn, who served in the position since 1980. Jansen says global mobilization is just one challenge facing Send.
They're allowed by the school to speak from a platform of Christian values. Now, they can't directly share the gospel, obviously, but the exciting thing is once you lay some of these values out there and allow young people to ask questions, it doesn't take them long to get to the spiritual base of these values.
And the World Bible Translation Center wants to print and distribute another 80,000 of its easy-to-read Chinese Bibles inside China this year. Over 200,000 scripture portions, along with an additional 20,000 of the center's Chinese Bibles, are scheduled to be printed and distributed in China this fall. Pray for this ministry and its distribution partners who are doing all they can to see this happen. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, In the Image of God, from Wycliffe Bible Translators, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features photos revealing glimpses of the Almighty reflected in people all over the world. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.